Well, good evening. This is Charlie Bernhout with show number 87. My apologies for last week. There was a computer glitch, and I was able to finally get it fixed Wednesday night or Thursday, and it was just a little too late to archive the program. So here we are back again. This is show number 87. My apologies. I guess that is show business. I'm very sad to report the death of a dear friend, Herb Zweibon, who is the chairman of Americans for Safe Israel. Those of you who know my background know that I'm on the board of Americans for Safe Israel. I believe it was really one of the only true Zionist organizations that held true to the principles of Yisrael Shlema. Next week, I will be discussing the wonderful Herb Zweibon and the great deeds that he performed during his life. A few days ago, I completed a two-hour interview with Yizachar Maron, who was the composer of Tzeina Tzeina, among many, many other talents that he had. And I'm going to start the interview right now. It will be most interesting, to say the least. So without further ado, I'm going to get to the interview with Yizachar Maron. Good evening, and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week, I try to bring you the best in cantoral, Yiddish, Israeli music, and I'm so pleased to present a special program with a very outstanding person. I happen to be in his home at the moment. As was noted in the B'nai Zion publication, he is one of the most revered figures of modern folk, instrumental, klezmer, and Jewish liturgical music, and remains a major cultural force in the Jewish and musical worlds, and also, by the way, the creator of Tzeina Tzeina Tzeina. Good evening, Yizachar Maron.
Hi, Charlie. Nice having you at my studio, at my home studio.
Yes.
And we'll join inspiration and fly together.
Amen, yes.
And the important thing it is that better making music than wars. Because wars kill and music brings joy and peace.
Yes, music is certainly so important in our lives, and particularly also from the cantorial point of view, soul music. Now, you have also written so much wonderful soul music, and we'll get into the background of Tzeina Tzeina and hear some wonderful versions of it in a little while. But first, I would like to read parts of a wonderful biography about you, and we can discuss along the way.
Go ahead.
Okay. You were portrayed by the Reader's Digest as a top-ranking composer, by the Christian Science Monitor and New York Times as a leading Israeli educator and composer, and Variety as one of the top composers, and by ASCAP today as a major force in today's liturgical music. Now, I did have the pleasure of seeing you getting an ASCAP award recently.
Yes. The recent award was a lifetime achievement as a composer, author, poet, filmmaker, educator, and The quote goes, beloved international musical citizen.
Yes, beloved to say the least, yes.
Yeah.
You also are a winner of the ASCAP Deems Taylor Award for Creative Writing.
Yes.
And you are a recipient of Israel's prestigious Engel Prize for Music for your pioneering instrumental and vocal works. But I want to go back to your history. You were born in 1920 in Kutno, Poland.
Yes.
Your mother, Chaya Helen Elbaum Mishrowski, was an accomplished amateur pianist, and she died in the bloom of her life in 1927 at the age of 36 years old when you were just seven.
Yes.
So you got a lot of your musical talent you inherited from your mother.
I surely have from my mother and from my father of blessed memory, who perished in ghetto Kutno, who was by profession an ordained Orthodox rabbi, but he had the audacity to be also an accomplished violinist.
Wow, that's quite a combination. I don't know many rabbis that are accomplished, as it says here, a sophisticated violin virtuoso. Now, the Kutno ghetto really came into existence in the 41 and 42. The Nazis called it Judenlager Konstanza, and I understand that members and relatives of your family, along with some 7,000 other Kutno Jews, all perished.
Yes.
And those were horrible days. How were you able to survive from that horror?
Listen, the horror lives with me till this very day, even when we are talking. But I was fortunate foreseeing that terrible times are coming, and I came to my father, a little boy, and I told him, listen, I listened to a radio broadcast in German. I spoke and wrote fluently German, and I'm afraid that we have to go leave Poland, because Polish antisemitism was fortified by the Nazis' propaganda. And before, the antisemitism was based on two elements. One was theological. They believed the Jewish Jews killed their Jesus. And if I had the audacity to say the Jesus was also Jewish, I was beaten, spitten, and urinated on.
Wow.
But going further, I told my father that I believe that we should go to Eretz Israel, to Palestine, which was at that time under British mandate. And my father said that our family, a rabbinical family, was in Poland for almost 900 years. Poland was the paradise for Jews in those days.
Yes, there were over 3 million Jews living in Poland.
No, I'm speaking earlier.
Oh.
In those days, when King of Poland, Bolesław, proclaimed full rights for Jews, the only country in the entire universe to do so. But it deteriorated over the times with Nazi propaganda, etc. And I suggested that we will go to Eretz Israel. And my father said, listen, we are for 900 years here, and we survived various times. We'll survive this atrocity too. unfortunately, this was not the case. My entire family, everybody, and the entire town were virtually annihilated, wiped out from the map.
Incredible. Now, you were able to join the Jewish Brigade of the British Army.
But to continue the story, my father said, while our family will stay, as I told you, I'm giving you my blessing that you will go to Palestine. And after also a legendary happenings, my running through Romania to France and in a little boat called Parita to Israel, which was in that time a British mandate. And we arrived to Tel Aviv on September 1st, 1939, which was the first day of the World War II.
Wow, 1939. Yes. So you were 19 years old at the time.
Yes.
It was a miracle that you were allowed to enter because the British had such restrictions.
Yes, it was a miracle, and the British took all of us to a kind of a concentration area, but realizing that they cannot send us back as they did with others because of the war, they showed the greatness of British heart and gave us food and clothing and even books.
Really?
And I remained grateful to British for doing so.
Now, I understand that there was a wonderful Beshert incident that happened when you arrived. You spent 3 months at sea, I understand, on a refugee ship, and then you had a gathering of Polish survivors, if you will, who were in Palestine, and you met someone very special at that time.
Yes, listen, it's nice that you are mentioning, because this changed my life. I was a little boy, as I was an orphan, alone, and when this gathering that you are mentioning took place in a certain place called Olej Polania, which was basically a movie theater rented for the occasion. And when I came, one of my colleagues, I saw one of my colleagues from Warsaw near the band leader, chatting with the leader, and he waved to me, I waved to him, but we didn't speak. But the thing is that after a little while, the band leader said we have a guest pianist, Tsipora Czechik, who eventually became my wife, mother of my children, right, my best friend, and my wonderful collaborator. And she played, and she enchanted the entire audience.
Wow.
Then they tried that I will come and I'll play. But the story was that we got together, and thanks heaven, heavens, we are already together for all practical reasons, 71 years.
71 together. Years. Wow, that is so wonderful. Yes. And I've had the pleasure of meeting your wife, and she certainly seems like a wonderful soulmate for you. And yes. I know I could tell that
she's a wonderful partner, I would say. Uh-huh. And she's still a wonderful pianist.
Really? And do you play an instrument now also, or?
I was a person of many instruments: piano, French horn, practically every instrument. Because I was also a band leader, but I concentrated all my life on writing music, and this is the secret of so many of my compositions.
Interesting. Now, you have three wonderful children, I understand, and six grandchildren and two great-grandchildren.
God bless them.
And what is their... I note that they're in many different professions, but how is their relationship to music?
Listen, they're all musical. You cannot explain why, but whatever the reason, genetic or emotional or spiritual, is, all of them love music. Many of them are musicians, either professional or spiritual, so to say. So music is a very important part of our lives.
We're going to skip a little bit of the biography and get back to it, but this first hour we'll focus on this wonderful selection that I have always loved, and those who have listened to my program since 1977 know that's the way I have introduced the program every time I've come on the air. This wonderful Tsena. Tell us a little bit about when you composed it and how you came to compose it.
Listen, the story is simple. When I joined the British regiment Baths, which was the forerunner or precursor of the Jewish Brigade.
By the way, was that with Jabotinsky? It
was inspiration of Jabotinsky.
Oh, okay, inspiration.
But not
okay.
Jabotinsky.
Okay.
Jabotinsky himself was a member of the Jewish Legion of the World War One.
World War One. Okay, okay. So you were in Palestine and you joined the brigade?
I joined what later became...
The brigade.
But
okay.
it started with the Jewish company, Jewish companies of British Army.
I see.
And my first assignment was to write a regimental song.
Really?
And this song of our particular company, Shir Plugam Mispar Shnayim, this song or anthem of the company number two, which eventually became a regimental anthem.
Really?
Yes.
So it was really, at the time you composed it, it was just really for this regiment. You weren't really think of it as being one of the most recorded selections in the world.
Listen, the paradox was that there was only 1 hour program in Hebrew in the British mandatory broadcasting service at that time.
Right.
So when the programmer, the director of the program, Eliezer Lubrani, heard about the wonder that a soldier converted his company to a wonderful choir, he sent representatives with a little recording device. And they weren't able to record it, but they invited us to Jerusalem. So in Jerusalem, but even before, a group of children from Gymnasia Geula in from high school Geula in Tel Aviv sang my songs because my wife introduced them. And the program made such an extraordinary impression that Eliezer Lubrani made another program and another program, and eventually invited the my choir, when my choir was my company,
yes,
to Jerusalem. But when he heard that we are 200, he said, no, our studio will contain no more than 40.
Okay.
So we had to select 40 singers, and since it was the only hour weekly pre-program, I became known overnight.
What year was that?
This was 1942.
42. Uh-huh. Interesting. Well, certainly it was a fascinating time to be in Palestine. Could you foresee the coming of Eretz Yisrael at that time?
It would be too superficial to say foresee. But we believed. We Jews are people of belief and hope. Our anthem is Hatikva.
Yes.
An English simple word, hope. Mm-hmm. Very powerful. As long as you hope, the world belongs to you. Because in your hope, you see peace even if there is a war, and you see the beauty even if there is ugliness.
Interesting. Interesting view. Interesting view. Now, I know you must be so proud of how Tzeina has evolved and really become world-renowned in terms of its effect.
I am surely proud, but not that it became so extraordinarily popular and even defined as the most recorded song in history by Mills Music, the company that eventually was swallowed with another giant, Mills Music. Uh-huh. No, EMI Music.
EMI, uh-huh.
But my pride was that people enjoyed singing it.
Yes.
This is more important than the mere fact of the so and so many or millions were sold. If people sang it, enjoyed it, and brought peace to themselves and to others, this was my joy and my pride.
Well, I think when you, as I'm thinking about singing it, you have to smile when you sing it because it just arouses something very, very pleasant. Even if you don't understand the words, although we do understand the words. What does Tzeina mean?
Listen, Tzeina is a simple Hebrew word calling girls to come out and advising them not to be bashful and join us singing and dancing. That's it.
Okay, we're going to hear several versions, very interesting versions of Tzeina, and I think the first one that we'll be hearing is The Weavers. Tell us what you recollect about that recording.
Listen, this will be impossible because when Weavers recorded, I didn't know that they are in existence and they didn't know that I am in existence. But I had the good fortune in 1950 to meet with Pete Seeger, And Tzena already at that time was a super hit because it became a hit in Europe and traveled even to Australia, New Zealand, and other countries.
Gotcha.
The weavers brought it to the United States. And when I had the pleasure of meeting with Pete Seeger, I thanked him for the wonderful thing that he did to the song. He brought it to the attention of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember in that in my expression, I said, in my little song, can you made it internationally renowned? And he smiled and embraced me, and he said, and I thank you, Yisachar Miron, for catapulting me and the weavers.
Okay.
To renown, to the top.
Okay, so let's hear the weavers.
Tzenda, 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 can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Tzenda, 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 come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there. Tzenda, tzenda, join the celebration. There'll be people there from every nation. Dawn will find us laughing in the sunlight, dancing in the city square. Tzenda, tzenda, bump and dance the hora. One, two, three, four. All the boys will envy me for tzenda, tzenda. When the band is playing, my heart saying, tzenda, tzenda, tzenda.
Can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Tzenda, 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 come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there.
Tzenda, 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 can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Tzenda, 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 come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there. Tzenda, 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 can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Tzenda, 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 come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there.
Tzenda, 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 can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Tzenda, 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 come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there.
Tzenda, tzenda, join the celebration. There'll be people there from every single nation. Dawn will find us laughing in the sunlight, dancing.
Well, the weavers, you know, that dates us because I know some people are saying, who are the weavers? But that was from the 50s and the 60s. They were very popular. And I'm not even sure that many in the audience will know who Judy Garland and Bing Crosby were. That's going to be our next selection. This is an interesting one, isn't it? Judy Garland, Garland and Bing Crosby.
Tzenda, 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 can't you hear the music playing in the city square.
Tana, 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 come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there.
Tana, 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 join the celebration. There'll be people there from every nation. God will find us laughing in the sunlight, dancing in the city square. Tana, Tana, come and dance a horror. One, two, three, four, all the boys will envy me for Tana, Tana. When the band is playing, my heart's saying, Tana, 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 come and dance a horror. One, two, three, four, all the boys will envy me for Tana, Tana. When the band is playing, my heart's saying, Tana, Tana, Tana.
Tana, 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 can't you hear the music playing in the city square?
Tana, 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 come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there.
Tana, 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 join the celebration. There'll be people there from every nation. God will find us laughing in the sunlight, dancing in the city square. Tana, Tana, come and dance a horror. All the boys will envy me for Tana, Tana. When the band is playing, my heart's saying, Tana, Tana, Tana.
Tana, 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 can't you hear the music playing in the city square?
Tana, 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 join us, all our friends will find us with
people there from every nation. Tana, Tana, come and
dance the aura. One, two, three,
four, the boys will envy me for Tana,
Tana. When the band is playing, my heart's saying, Tana, 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 come and dance.
Well, that was obviously recorded at a live radio program. Now, I understand that the Israeli Broadcasting Authority had over 600 versions of Tana.
Yes, there was once time they tried to verify how many versions are, and when they reached some 600, I think, they got tired or thought that this is an unending process.
Well, that's exciting.
But there are many exciting renditions.
Yes. This next one is a very unusual one. It's Chubby Checkers. Now, I know a lot of people are going to say, who is Chubby Checkers? But he was quite a hit, I guess, about 40 years ago or so. So let's hear.
He created the style.
Yes. Chubby Checkers, Tana, Tana.
Tana, 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 don't you know that you're the darling of the regiment? Tana, 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 all the soldiers want to see you. Why don't you consent? See the handsome soldier. Little bit for the colonel and these. Throw some kisses afraid of all the soldier boys, but say not, say not. All the boys adore ya, calling for ya. Say not, say not, say not.
That is very different, to say the least. Chubby Checkers. Oh, well, listen, that's there's all types, right? A lot of different versions. Well, our next one is the 101 Strings. This is a wonderful instrumental. Actually, that was an alternative to my theme song, but I enjoy the Stanley Black London
Symphony.
But let's hear the 101 Strings version. Okay, we got the idea of the 101 strings. You know, while I'm sitting here, I'm thinking it would be interesting if instead of just having my theme song, that one version, I should play a different version every week, but I have to figure that one out. And now this next one is an interesting one, the Smothers Brothers. And again, this will date you because a lot of our audience are people, are younger people who don't quite know who the Smothers Brothers were.
But they're funny. And funnies in smiling in any generation and in any reincarnation.
There's no question that humor and comedy is very good for the health. So let's hear Smothers Brothers with Say Not, Say Not.
Hey, Send that, 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 send that
mamushava, aha, ala, 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 lick the vein of me, but hi, the lick of aha, zem, 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 ha,
mokana,
hi, ali, mamushava, ha, 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 lick the vein of me, but hi, the lick of aha,
zem, 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 zem,
Well, I know many cantors have recorded Saying It, Saying It. Of course, one of the most famous versions is Richard Tucker.
Richard Tucker was the wonderful tenor of the Metropolitan Opera, and he loved the song right from the start.
Yes, yes, let's hear the great Richard Tucker.
Tina, 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 Abanaturina, Hayalim, Amoshava. Hina, 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 alla tikka bena miten haieli saa. Tseena, tseena, avana turreina, haiali mamo saa. Hina, hina, alla tikka bena miten haieli saa. Tseena, 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 avana turreina, tseena, tseena. Cena, 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 alla tikka bena.
Cena, 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 avana turreina, hajalim, haipai. Cena, 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 avana turreina, hajalim, haipai. Cena, 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 avana turreina, hajalim, haipai.
Richard Tucker. Now, the next selection is Neil Sedaka. And now, again, that will date people in the audience if they even heard the name.
Yes, his name is still remembered with affection.
Did you meet him, by the way?
No, I never had the pleasure of meeting him. But, of course, I know his rendition of his song, which is exciting.
Okay, Neil Sedaka with Tsena Tsena.
Tsena 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 Tsena, can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Tsena 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 Tsena, come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there. Tsena Tsena, join the celebration. There'll be people there from every nation. Dawn will find us laughing in the sunlight, dancing in the city square. Tsena Tsena, come and dance the horror, dance the horror. Sing with me, we'll dance together. Tsena Tsena, when the band is playing, my heart's saying Tsena Tsena Tsena. Tsena Tsena Tsena, havana torena kayerim bayim laim. Alna 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 tikka bena umizmor yatana shir. Tsena Tsena, havana torena kayerim bayim laim. Alna 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 tikka bena umizmor yatana shir. Tsena Tsena, Tsena Tsena, sing with me, we'll dance together. Tsena Tsena, Tsena 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 Tsena. happy, we'll dance together. Zena, Zena, when the band is playing, my heart's saying, Zena, Zena, Zena.
Okay, Neil Sedaka. Now, Issachar, I don't know this next person. Springfield? What?
Springfield is a great international star, and long ago was immensely popular all over the world.
It's a female?
Female.
What's her name?
Dusty Springfield.
Dusty Springfield. Okay, this is going to be a first for me. Thank you, Dusty Springfield.
Zena, 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 all the soldiers wanna see you. Why don't you consent? See the handsome soldiers gaily riding, come out from wherever you are hiding. Won't you smile a little for the colonel? Throw some kisses to the rest. Zena, 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 Zena,
Well, that's the first time that I've heard Dusty Springfield. I was looking to hear a more pronounced voice, but I'll have to listen to that again. But our next version will be a favorite of Cantor, one of my favorite cantors, Alberto Mizrahi. I think he's singing this perhaps with some other cantors in a choir.
But, yes.
Okay, so let's hear Alberto Mizrahi.
Zena, 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 Pabra, Turena, Hayalim, Babu, Shabba. Anna, 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 Tintia, Rena, Beben, Hayin, Ishtabba. Zena, Zena, Pabra, Turena, Hayalim, Babu, Shabba. Anna, 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 Tintia, Rena, Beben, Hayin, Ishtabba. Zena, 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 Zena,
Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena,
Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena, Zena
Well, that certainly was a different sound. The last selection that we'll be playing right now of Tsena Tsena is an interesting one. It'll be introduced by Pete Seeger, who more or less brought Tsena to fame here in this country. But as he has said, he feels that this song helped to catapult him to fame.
Yes.
So, yes?
This was a reverse. I thanked him for taking my little song and bringing it to the audiences, and he said, and I thanked Yisachar Miron for catapulting us with his song to the fore.
Great, great. Pete Seeger.
Back in 1939, a man wrote a song for the regiment he was in. It was a Jewish regiment from what is now Israel, but then it was part of the British Army. The song was so popular, they sang it across North Africa, they sang it in the Normandy beachhead, they sang it through Germany and into the Holocaust camps. In 1950, the great band leader, Gordon Jenkins, made up English words to it, and the Weavers sang it to the top of the hit parade. Now, in the 21st century, the man who originally created the music, Yisachar Miron, he and I think that it might have a new career. We have not only an English translation, but a translation in Arabic, and all these parts harmonize with each other.
This is the 2008 Grammy Award given to Pete Seeger for his Pete Seeger 89.
Interesting.
Pete Seeger 89.
Interesting.
And of course, it is a important junction. In our history, and it only indicates that if you are writing something from heart and with vision and not thinking about technicalities but the love that should connect it to one another, it has a lasting impact and a joyous life.
Well, listen, I wish I could share your optimism, and perhaps one day I will. My listeners know my attitude towards the situation, and I can only pray and hope that what you wish for and what I wish for
will come true.
But meanwhile, there is the reality, and there's the hope and the dream. But listen, as you said earlier, Hatikva is a song of hope, and I guess we always will have to dream and pray and hope for the better future.
So be it.
Now, we just have a few more minutes, and during the second hour, we're going to be hearing some of your very unusual instrumental and cantatas and Giora Feidman. I understand that you collaborated a lot with Giora and Klezmer and the like. Perhaps you can just give us a little hint as to what we'll be hearing the second hour.
I think that we will sing some, first of all, great cantors, Cantor David Kusevitsky and Cantor Luis Danto, and great instrumentalists, Maestro Georg Feynman and Maestro Yasha Silberstein. Both phenomenal instrumentalists, and they produced wonderful recordings. They will be a joy to heart.
And I look forward to hearing them and having it exposed to my audience, because many people are familiar with your work but may not know that you were the composer. For instance, Tsena Tsena, we've heard it, and quite frankly, I never knew that that you were the composer until I met our close friend Shannon Taylor, and he said, "You got to meet the composer," and that's the way it was. It was Beshert, like the way it was Beshert that you met your lovely wife 71 years ago. Okay, so once again, I want to thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us during this first hour. And looking forward to the second hour to share with my audience, Issachar Meron.
Thanks a lot. It was a pleasure to have you at our home, at my little studio. And God bless, and let's sing together, dance together, and create joy and peace for the universe. It needs it, and it can be better achieved with music than anything else.
And of course, this program is soul music, so I certainly agree that the music touches the soul, and if it does touch the soul, perhaps it will lead to what we hope for.
So be it.
Okay, shalom.
Shalom.